Chapter 6. Between the Spheres. The door clicked shut, sealing them in his shame. His one-bedroom apartment, a solid testament to a life half-lived. Peeling paint, a carpet stained with the ghosts of forgotten meals, the faint, skittering sound of tiny legs, the whole enchilada, including a piece of one, rotting in his sink. He could accept UFOs, intergalactic travel, and even a woman of impossible perfection. But her, here, in this cheap, flimsy, cockroach-infested box? That was the true science fiction, minus the science. Pure fiction.
Wow!
Her wonder was a bright, clear bell in the stagnant air. A real human apartment. Perfect for my researches. Her gaze swept the room with an anthropologist's fervor, landing on a cockroach daring to traverse the linoleum. She licked her lips, or did he imagine it, and proclaimed, "Oh, look, a native insect life form!" She bent at the waist, leaning over to examine it. And the world stopped. The angle was a divine gift. The cheap overhead light carved her silhouette, outlining the perfect, heart-shaped curve of her ass in that impossible thong. She might as well be naked. So little was covered by the fabric. Those incredible, smooth, soft, glistening, sweat-covered spheres were so perfect, so blatantly displayed, that his mind, ever the critic, whispered, "This has to be staged." Then she wobbled, a delicate, theatrical loss of balance. His body moved on instinct, lurching forward to catch her. What happened next defied physics, probability, and every pathetic daydream he'd ever had. As he reached for her, she shifted back. The world compressed to a single searing point of contact. The lush, perfect curve of her rear pressed firmly, perfectly, into the strained fabric of his crotch. He was pinned not by her weight, but by the sheer, shocking impossibility of it. His back against the wall, and paradise pressed against his front. And then she moved. It was a slow, deliberate, circular roll of her hips. A grind. She was grinding against him. The soft, firm pressure was an electric current straight to his spine. This was no accident. She had him trapped, and she was using him, milking the desperate tension from his body with the practiced, ruthless efficiency of an expert. Every rotation was a question, and his body, screaming, buckling, was the answer. He could feel the rough texture of his own pants and the unbelievable warm softness carefully and tenderly pressed to the heart, throbbing proof of his own ruinous arousal. And he saw the tent of his desire nested between her perfect globes like it was home.
The coil in his gut, wound tight since the forest, since Joanne, since his first lonely night in this very apartment, snapped.
Explosion. A seismic shudder wrecked his frame. A tiny, strangled scream, half ecstasy, half utter surrender, escaped his lips. white-hot pleasure, vast and annihilating, erupted from his core, wave after wave, short-circuiting his nervous system. It was a systemic overload, a terminal moment of blissful white noise, just as she'd promised. But it wasn't over. As he convulsed against her, she let out a sound he only heard in porn videos. A real, shuddering, breathy moan that vibrated through her body and into his. Her own back arched, pressing herself harder against him as her body trembled, a live wire electrified by his climax. He looked down, dazed to see the tent of his pants nestled in the cleft of her ass. The fabric now dark and stained with a splatter of porcelain beads that smeared across her naked skin. A brand. A claim. Then, as suddenly as it began, it was all over. She stepped away, leaving him leaning against the wall, spent and hollowed out. She turned, and her face was flushed, her lips parted, her mismatched eyes glittering with absolute joy. Yet her expression was one of pure, innocent apology. "Oops," she said, a little breathlessly. "Sorry, I am such a klutz." George said nothing. Words were fossils. He was a shell, drained of everything but the phantom echo of that cataclysm. He moved on autopilot, his legs carrying him to the worn, sunken couch.
I can sleep on the sofa, he managed, the offer a pathetic formality.
Alien's eyes widened in genuine horror.
Oh no, George Fields, you will be so uncomfortable. I will never forgive myself if you feel any discomfort on my account. Not to mention your spine might get damaged. People die from that, you know.
But you... He gestured weakly at her, a goddess standing in his squalor.
You are the guest.
She shook her head, her silvery hair catching the dim light.
On my planet, it is a capital offense to make the host sleep uncomfortably. The penalty is, well, very final. I insist.
His mind, a cloud of post-coital fog and sheer absurdity, couldn't grapple with it. He had just jizzed in his pants on her ass from a single grind, and she was now debating interstellar etiquette with the fervor of a galactic lawyer.
Oh, and he haven't even wiped the evidence away. The stain on her skin was a stark, white testament to his humiliating, glorious downfall.
Whatever,
he breathed, the word a surrender flag. He didn't have the strength to undress, to wash, to even think. He simply turned and shuffled into his bedroom, collapsing onto the mattress in his soiled clothes. The door remained opened, a yawning mouth leading back to the beautiful, terrifying, and utterly inexplicable experiment waiting in his living room.